Hello, podcast enthusiasts. It's Jim Jaquetta, co-founder and CTO of Vidovation. Thanks for tuning in. I've got an exclusive treat for you, my wireless experts checklist. Please text the word podcast to 949-755-8881 to grab it and open the door to some engaging conversations. Again, text the word podcast to 949-755-8881. I look forward to chatting with you and sharing valuable production and broadcast insights. Don't forget to hit subscribe or follow to catch all future episodes. Your feedback is gold. Please leave a review and shape the future of this podcast. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day. Vidovation, we're a systems integrator and value-added reseller, design consulting firm, and boutique rental house. We service the broadcast, sports, news. We work with large and small production companies. We do also some work in the enterprise space for audiovisual, corporate audiovisual, and enterprise audiovisual.
What's a typical production studio request? What kind of work would you do?
We do a lot of, every industry has jargon, right? You know, three-letter, four-letter, and acronyms. We do a lot with at-home production. Some people call it REMI. Basically, it's live production done in the field. But even before COVID, we wanted to minimize personnel in the field, minimize having a truck or a van in the field or 50 employees in the field. Which are needed for bigger events. We do it at home. We bring the video feeds back home or to the cloud so we can have fewer personnel or personnel operating from home. So during COVID, at-home production, before COVID, it meant at home, my home base, my studio. Now, post-COVID, home is your home. I'm not going to the office. I'm not going to the studio. I'm doing it from my couch at home. And a lot of our technology has helped facilitate just that.
What have you got that's new at NAB this year?
So at NAB, we have several products that specialize in streaming video from the camera to the master control. Or a lot of people's master control now is virtualized, or your production hub if you're a smaller operation. We're switching cameras, we're adding special effects in the cloud now, and operators are working from home or the studio, productions of all different sizes. So we're always coming out with new technologies along that line.
Give me a sample use case, a practical example.
Yeah, a use case. So we work with, believe it or not, we work with four different bass fishing tournaments. Bass Masters is one of them, Major League Fishing, and anglers, amateur anglers like to watch professional anglers catch fish on live on TV. Some of it makes it onto ESPN2, believe it or not, and there's weird rules, like you can catch a fish by the mouth with a hook, but the fish can't hit the deck of the boat. You get a penalty. So I've learned about angling tournaments. So how do you get live video from a boat in the middle of a river or middle of a lake, in the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere? You can't bring a satellite truck or a satellite link. We have a bonded cellular, a cellular unit connected to the camera, going over the cellular network and bringing it back to the cloud. And then in the case of like Major League Fishing, it's just streamed to the web. You know, and then every hour they run a Bassmasters boating commercial. You know, that's how they monetize it, you know, all on the web.
There's a lot of themes at NAB, the creator economy and AI. With the kind of work that you're doing, the thing that I'm most interested, though, is you're trying to figure out where the future is going. And the future is pretty shifting around these days because you got to develop products for it. What trends are you following that we need to pay attention to?
So I'm sure all of your listeners and followers, your viewers have 5G, 5G. Well, what does 5G mean to me, or what does it mean to Vidovation and our customers? So I mentioned bonded cellular streaming from the bass fishing boat. Well, if you're in a 5G dead spot, how do we get the signal out? So one of the solutions to that problem, we've partnered with a couple of different vendors. We're rolling out what we call private 5G, where you set up your own private 5G network. Now, your smaller production company listener might, wow, I could never afford that. It's not that expensive. It's kind of, it's analogous to Wi-Fi on steroids. It's Wi-Fi on its own private channel. We have Wi-Fi running around this hall. I have one, he's got one. The venue has Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi's terrible in here. So this is a prime example. We have a private 5G radio lit up in our booth and we have a solid signal. But we own that little piece of spectrum. So that's how we're helping the industry stream over cellular better by integrating a private 5G connectivity into our bonded cellular solution.
For people that haven't heard of Innovation or haven't used your products, what's the important point you want them to remember?
Well, that's a great question. We're very hands-on with our customers. You know, some vendors were like, you know, we're just transactional. We're selling a widget. From the beginning when you engage with us, we ask a lot of questions. Now, if you're a customer that doesn't like a lot of questions, maybe it's not a match, but we ask a lot of questions. Tell us about your workflow. How many cameras are you gonna use? What kind of environment do you is cellular available? We were asked to do an event in the middle of Yellowstone Park, not a lot of cellular. So satellite really was the only choice. So we ask these questions. We like to think of them not so much as customers, but partners. We want to partner with our customer. We want to help them succeed. So working with Vidovation, you become part of the family. And you better be okay with it.